Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is your journey necessary? Of course it's not. Is this podcast necessary? Definitely not. But do you love it? Well, of course you do, because you're listening to it. I'm Richie Firth, and I hack travel. Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. Hello, Christopher. How are you?
Oh, Richie, I'm really well, thank you. It's nice to be here. I haven't heard back from Rubicon.
Don't worry, because I've got another one of these Viennese lagers. That's what I'm going to drink for this episode.
Oh, so man.
We're all good. Don't worry. It's Travel Hacker, where we hack your travel. Email us, travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. We can't go anywhere right now, but make sure you're travel ready for when you can. So if you've got a journey in your head and you want to make sure it's best of practice, get in touch with us and we will hack your travel. You can email us, you can tweet us, at Richie Firth or at Producer Chris. And of course, it's not just you normal people that do it. Celebrities do as well. We've got a celebrity hack coming up in tonight's show. It's a sex plane, Eunice!
Oh, Bert!
Lee Delamere. Crack on and whack on. Chris, you're a genius.
Richie, that first clip, I had to bleep it. It was so X-rated. I mean, why did you feel that you had to say
I never said And our celebrity hack from Absolute Radio's rock queen herself, yes, legend of broadcasting, Leona Graham, has a hack for us.
Big Top Loader fan, I hear.
Oh, she loves Top Loader. That's her favourite band. Right, Christopher, let's crack on and whack on with another hack on. What have we got?
Suncrush writes.
Suncrush?
Hey, Suncrush, it's their Twitter handle.
Fair enough.
Hey, Richie Firth and Producer Chris. I want to fly from Los Angeles to Sydney. But I have a DC-3, which is that a plane?
It is a plane.
Which only has a range of 1,500 nautical miles. How would you route me? Or route, I believe, as other English speakers would call it. And hashtag fantasy travel hacker, hashtag be more Eunice than Bert.
Well, to be quite frank, you're being more Pratt and Whitney, because they're the people who made the engines in this ancient aircraft. No one is flying from Los Angeles to Sydney in a DC-3. This was first built and first in the air before the Second World War. December 1935 is when it first took off. The last one of these was built in 1942. But, and I have to give them some kind of let off in this, there are still estimated to be over 2,000 DC-3s in the air to this day.
Wow.
Would I want to be in any of them? Absolutely not. but Yes, 2,000 DC-3s and derivatives of still flying in 2013, which is quite incredible.
For people like me who aren't really good at these kinds of things, we have someone who has got in touch here saying they own a plane that is 80 years old, possibly.
Yeah.
And they want to fly it across the Pacific Ocean.
Yep.
And they want us to tell them how to do it and not die.
Correct. I mean, look, it's got a maximum speed of 230 miles per hour. It cruises a little bit slower than that at 200 miles an hour. It stalls at 78 miles an hour. Would I want to be above the Pacific Ocean in anything with those kind of stats? Absolutely not whatsoever. Christopher, before we even try and answer this, do you want me to tell you what the DC-3 is generally used for today in 2020?
Can I have a guess?
Yes, and I will send you a craft beer, and I'm going to give you five guesses. For every one of the guesses that you get right, I will send you a craft beer to make it a game.
Okay. The first thing I thought of a use in modern times for a DC-3, cafe. Novelty cafe.
Not on the list that I've got, but I am going to send you one because there has to be one that's a novelty cafe somewhere. Because it'd probably be a better cafe than it would be a plane.
Guess number two. Mm-hmm. Flying from Guam to Micronesia.
I got a mouthful of drink. I'm not giving you that one.
Guess number three, movies.
Oh, it's once again, it's not on the list, but probably. And look, this gentleman that owns this DC-3, maybe he even hires it out to people that make movies with vintage planes in. But it's not on the list I'm looking for. Not for like the top uses.
I've got one more guess and then I'm bored and don't want to do any more.
We still actually got two more guesses.
Yeah, but I'm only going to do one more and then I'm out.
Go on.
Drugs.
No. Right. The number one uses for DC-3s right now, crop spraying, flying missionaries.
What? Oh, right. Sorry. I let's not go into what I thought.
Are you thinking some kind of sex plane?
People... A boring sex plane.
Really boring sex plane. Oh, darling, I've just stalled at 78 miles an hour. It's a sex plane, Eunice.
Oh, Bert.
There's another clip for you a bit at the beginning. So far, you've got and Eunice's sex plane. Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Right. So I'll go back to that list. Flying missionaries, skydiving and sightseeing.
Skydiving. Is that intentional or not?
What do you mean?
Are people just falling out of the plane because it's so old? Or
yeah, now the plane's gone into another stall. Oh, dear. Sun crush. I mean, you're not going to... Do you know what? You joked, Chris, about Micronesia, but he might have to stop off at that Pompeii airport that we had with Frankie Howard the other day.
I mean, is there a way... Is there actually a way? Is there land? Can you go 1,500 miles in any way from... I guess Hawaii. You've got Hawaii, haven't you?
Let's have a look. So he was going from Los Angeles, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me find Hawaii, first of all. That's in the middle of the sea. Here we go. Okay. So, Hawaii, do you know what? I'm not sure. I'm not even sure you would get to Hawaii.
No.
From Los Angeles.
It's 2,500 miles, according to this.
Yeah. It ain't possible, mate.
Oh, it is.
How?
Oh, Richie, I've got it.
Go on.
I've got it. Okay. So, Australia is southwest of Los Angeles, yeah?
Very southwest.
Yep.
Very southwest indeed, yes.
So this is a classic Richie Firth hack.
Go on.
Head north. Fly north to Canada.
Oh, wow.
Into Alaska.
Yes, Chris.
Alaska to Russia.
Yes, Chris.
Russia to Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Australia.
That's the only way you do it. I'm so annoyed that I did not come up with that. But yes, why would you fly straight? This is the Southampton to Manchester of Pratt & Whitney air travel. That's the way you do it. Chris, you're a genius.
Thanks. I can't believe I've done it. I've hacked something.
You have. It's
Bye.
The first one. He's gone to his head. It's the first one in a season and a bit.
Should we do Cheers. Another one?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Do we need to do another one now we've actually got something right?
Let's have an advert. Right, Chris, we're on a roll. You're on a roll. Let's go for another travel hack.
Richie, this is from Victoria.
Hello, Victoria.
Hi. Heard you were looking for some travel to hack. My husband and I live in Sydney. No likelihood of getting back to our native UK for a while. But when we do, we have a lot of people to visit. This is the one you wanted, isn't it?
It is the one, yeah.
We can fly in and out of either Manchester or Heathrow and get a hire car. We then need to visit the following places. Norwich, Wickham, Leicester, York, Manchester, Carlisle, Inverness. Bloody hell. What is the best order to drive between these places and back to the airport of choice to get the least amount of travel time? Trains are also fine, but thought I shouldn't take the piss by giving too many options. Thanks, Richie. Victoria.
Victoria, this is a belter of a query, and we've got a hack for you. Here's your headline. I don't know. Victoria doesn't tell us in her email there how long they're looking to stay in the UK on their journey over from Australia. What I can tell you is that if you were very quick into your hire car at Heathrow Airport, you could travel to all those places in 24 hours. It is possible. Now, you wouldn't be staying for very long in any one place, and it's 1,282 miles by the route that I have prepped in front of me here, but it is possible to do in 24 hours.
Come on then, Rich, how do you do it?
So, I would leave from Heathrow Airport and I would travel west to Wickham, which you can't really tell when you're listening, but it's actually spelt in this case, W-I-C-K-H-A-M, and it's a little place near Newbury in Berkshire. So I'd head west for the first stopover in Wickham. I would then basically zigzag up the country. I would travel from Wickham to Norwich. I would then travel from Norwich to Leicester. I would then travel from Leicester to Manchester. I would then travel from Manchester to York. I would then head very north and go up to Carlisle. Once leaving Carlisle, I would leave to Inverness. And once I've managed to visit my friends and relatives in Inverness, I would then head south to Manchester Airport, the other airport that they were happy to fly from, and fly back to Australia. Do it in that order. That is the quickest and shortest way mileage-wise. And like I said, if you don't like any of the people you're visiting, it's possible to do in 24 hours.
I think that's good, Rich. I've actually followed you on the map. I've got two issues. The first one, I don't think you can do two different airports.
What?
Surely, sure.
Have you never hired a car before? The great thing with hire cars these days is, all right, say for example, you use Hertz or Avis. All right, there are other rental companies available. Europe Car. Okay, they have big bases, so you could pick up a Ford Focus in Manchester and drop it off at Heathrow and vice versa.
Yeah, but is that not going to add to isn't it more expensive to fly in one and out of another? Am I wrong there? Is that totally legit?
No, not if you're travelling once again. If you're flying Emirates, for example, they fly out of Manchester and they fly out of Heathrow. So as long as you're still flying with them, they'll be fine with that. You've just come all the way from Sydney. They're not going to quibble about saying, oh, mate, can you fly back from the other airport in the UK? You've just travelled half the globe with them.
OK, that's really good. One other probably minor question from me. So I think it was a good observation of you about Wickham, because obviously I think most people would think of Wickham as in High Wickham.
Yes.
North of London, different spelling, but they spell it Wickham.
Correct.
So you've got to assume it is Wickham.
Yes.
And as you pointed out, there is a Wickham near Newbury.
Yes.
There is also a Wickham about 70 miles from there in Fareham.
Oh. I'd still, even if there's another Wickham in Fareham, I'd still make it my first stop. It might then mean that you can't do the whole thing in 24 hours.
There's also a Wickham Bishops like in Essex.
Wickham Bishops?
Yep.
Well, that would make it much quicker. You just go north from Heathrow.
Either way, assuming you've got the right Wickham, it's a 24-hour, it's a sub-24 hours of driving in amongst all the actual stop-offs that they're going to have. Because they're obviously going to want to spend a day or two with each of these people, but the actual time on the road will be sub-24 hours.
Christopher, we're not idiots. If you've flown from Sydney to London, you're going to want to spend time at each of these different places. But actual time driving on a road is 24 hours or less. And the order is Wickham, Norwich, Leicester, Manchester, York, Carlisle, Inverness, and then back to Manchester Airport to fly back to Sydney, mate.
Hack.
In season two of Richie Firth Travel Hacker, we always have a celebrity guest. It's time for tonight's... Is that another train?
It's a Freightliner. 665354.
Eh?
That's just what it says on the side of it.
No, you've missed... You've done a number too far there. There's not a 665354. There's not... You got a class 66, but that didn't sound like it. That sounded like an electric freight liner on the North London line.
It was a big, chuggy looking one.
Okay. Let's get back to our celebrity hack. She's a rock queen. New, 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 new. She is a rock queen. She's a rock queen. She is a rock queen. Celebrity hack.
Rich, do I need to get Natalie?
No. That was my rock-themed introduction to tonight's celebrity hacker.
Who is?
Absolute Radio's rock queen, it's Leona Graham.
Hi, Richie. Hi, Chris. This is Leona Graham here from Absolute Radio. And something I'd like you to hack for me, a travel journey that I absolutely hate, is going to Cornwall. Now, I live in Wimbledon. My sister lives in Cornwall. And I virtually never go there because I can't stand the journey. And I never know whether to do the A303, which is just like the world's longest and most boring dual carriageway, or go further round and go up to the M4 and then the M5. So my question is, what is the quickest route and how many services are there on the A303 in comparison to the M4, M5 route? Also, which one is best for petrol? So if I was to choose one of them, which would be the most economical? And do you have any alternative routes that you could recommend or any good places I could stop? So that's my travel hack question for you guys. Thank you.
My word. Right.
A lot to take in there.
There's a lot to take in. I feel sorry for Leona's sister because she has got it stacked against her for visits, because Cornwall, beautiful as it is, if you are travelling from London, specifically Wimbledon in this case, that is a bastard of a journey.
One thing, actually, I would say about that, and look, you probably know roads better than me, Rich, because you like driving. Is the 303 not the road that's got Stonehenge on it?
Yes, and I absolutely hate Stonehenge. I drive past it. What?
Like, probably the most important historic site in the UK.
Do you know what? This is yet another one of these things that we as a society have been sucked in by. It is utter horseshit, Stonehenge. When I am passing Stonehenge, generally around about 25 miles an hour, because there's gormless people looking at it going, Stonehenge. All right. What I'm always thinking is, if I was a lorry driver and I came past Stonehenge at around about 8 o'clock at night when the roads are a little bit clearer, if I got a little bit of speed up and jumped out of my cab just beforehand, would my lorry knock over the stones? Because they ain't that big, and some lorries are massive. That is how mind-numbingly underwhelming I find Stonehenge, that's the kind of thing that I think when I pass it.
You think about destroying Stonehenge?
I do.
In a lorry.
Somebody up there who was involved in designing it a while back is having such a laugh that we are still marvelling at Stonehenge all these years later.
Right, okay. So let's get over the fact that you, and I'm guessing also based on the tone of her message, that and Leona, hate one of the world's most significant prehistoric relics.
For about two decades, they have been umming and ahhing about building a tunnel underneath Stonehenge. Just do it. I mean, look, we've done the Channel Tunnel, we're doing Crossrail and all that kind of thing. That hasn't gone wrong, okay? Build a tunnel underneath it. What do you think it's going to do? Fall over? If these stones are that clever, they ain't going to fall over. And it would make the journey so much quicker. It's awful, Chris. The A303 is the straightest route down to Cornwall and the West Country. But unfortunately, because of Stonehenge, it's the biggest bottleneck in the southwest of England, because it all goes down from two lane to one lane just to go past these ancient relics. Oh, it's awful. And it's tiny. It's so underwhelming.
Right, okay. So I think we need to move away from the emotion and start talking turkey, yeah?
I feel like we're in a counselling session.
It's sad that Stonehenge just has nothing to say for itself.
Do you know what? It's almost like choosing what is your least favourite sister, okay? Although, well, actually, that's not the best example to use here for Leona.
You're going to have to explain that.
It was actually about going to visit her sister. That was a really bad analogy, actually. There are three possible routes that you could take from London to Cornwall. The most direct route, the shortage by miles, and also the shortage by time, sadly, is the A303, okay? So you'd come out of London on the M3, you'd pick up the A303 just after Basingstoke, you'd cruise past Salisbury, Stonehenge, Yeovil, and then you'd eventually join the M5 at Exeter and get down into Cornwall that way. There's no other way into Cornwall than getting on the road there. And the A30 into Cornwall. The other option is the M4 and the M5, which Leona talked about. It's longer mileage-wise, 287 miles, so by another 30 or so miles. It's also generally around about 30 minutes longer as well, so it's not got much more going for it other than service stations. Because that's going to be motorways all the way, you will get better service stations on the motorway than you will do if you're travelling off the motorway. However, as discussed in our previous episode with the journey up to Newcastle, maybe you just want to come off the road and go into some historic place like Salisbury or Yeovil or Exeter and find a lovely Turkish restaurant and actually sit down for a nice meal.
Right, so your advice to Leona is take the 303, it'll be dreadful, but you get to eat a Turkish meal at the original charcoal grill. Hang on a second, let me get this right. But you do get to eat a Turkish meal at Turquoise Kitchen Yeovil, where their authentic menu includes all the top dishes, Iskender, lamb shish, chicken kulbasti, and an octopus salad.
If Leona likes her Turkish food, then yes, she could do that. However, she also asked which of the routes would give her the best options for services. And if she's really worried about her services stops, then it's the M4 and the M5. She would get the chance to stop at Reading Services, Cheveley Services, Membury, Lee Delamere, Severn View, And then she'd get onto the M5, at which point she'd be able to stop at Gordano, Sedgemoor, Bridgewater, Taunton Deane, Tiverton, Columpton and Exeter. She is not going to have that choice of services if she's on the A303.
Okay, so tell Leona now, what does she do?
Catch the train.
And that also cuts out the petrol situation as well.
It does indeed. And those trains down to Cornwall now are the brand new trains that have been bought. And they're also hybrid. So some of it is electric. So you're doing better for the environment. And on a nice day, the journey along the Devon Sea Wall at Dawlish is absolutely beautiful and is one of the train journeys you have to take in your lifetime.
On one of those brand new trains that has been bought.
Correct.
I love the detail.
They're the class 800s, if you really want to know.
No.
What was the number of that one that went past your place?
667-50-50-50.
Was that a hack or was that whack?
Fuck knows. I mean, I've really lost the will to live. I mean, yeah, let's say it was a hack.
Thank you. If you have a journey that needs hacking and you don't want to be travelling and whacking, then email us, travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. Yes, I'm the king of the catchphrases, but I'm also king of your travel phrases. Get in touch with us. Tweet us at Richie Firth or at Producer Chris. And
so
we'll
many
be back.
Body blows.
We'll be back to hack. It won't be crack in your whack.
You can have another go at that if you like.
Thank you very much. It went wrong.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.